Good morning. Mostly cloudy, 28 degrees at 5:05. I'm Steve Simpson, WCCO News. This hour's top local story heading into this first full week of spring. State, local, and federal officials watching rivers very closely, being proactive in what looks to be certain flooding on the way.
A couple hundred volunteers, including Governor Walz, filled thousands of sandbags in Hastings. Mayor Mary Fassbender says a neighborhood on the east side of town is in the flood zone.
They're pretty much self-sufficient, but if it does rise to that 21-foot level, then they will need our help.
The state's disaster assistance contingency account is drained after storm damage last year to the Duluth shoreline. The Senate passed a $10 million disaster relief bill last week, but Representative Tony Juergens says the legislature is tasked with doing more.
Trying to get to $20 million so that you can respond if we need it. And so we're looking at the river flowing now, it's coming up about 6 to 8 inches a day or more. It has been delayed a little bit, but the floods are still going to come.
Sloan Martin, WCCO.
Over this past weekend, emergency crews in Waite Park had to rescue dozens of people stranded inside a restaurant after flash flooding. About 44 people were stuck inside Anton's restaurant when the Sauk River rose on Saturday night. First responders using 3 boats were able to get everybody out safely. One of the restaurant's owners says the flooding happened while the customers were having dinner. One of Minnesota's iconic structures is right in the path of the rising floodwaters from the St. Croix River. The Stillwater Lift Bridge is no longer a working span for traffic and is being restored for foot traffic. That means it needs to be raised by hand. Stillwater Mayor Ted Kozlowski says MnDOT crews are scrambling to make sure the river flows under the bridge and not through it.
They need to get that thing up in the next couple days. It's always been the practice to lift the bridge during flood events. It makes room for debris to flow downstream, but it also protects the bridge.
Kozlowski telling WCCO television that work crews are installing ballast along the bridge deck so that it doesn't get damaged by rising water or doesn't, in fact, float away. Stay with us for continuing coverage of our impending flooding here, also online at WCCORadio.com and the Radio.com app. New this morning, 3 people injured after 2 weekend shootings in Minneapolis. The first early Sunday near the area of Plymouth and Penn Avenue North, 2 women shot in a home in the area, both transported to HCMC with non-life-threatening injuries. The second yesterday afternoon, a juvenile shot in the 900 block of West Broadway. That happened around 2 o'clock. He, too, is expected to be okay. No IDs of suspects or of the victims or suspects in either incidents. Well, college and high school basketball season coming to an end in Minnesota over this past weekend. Of course, other than the Final Four that's going to be here. But now it's officially baseball season. The Twins wrapping up their Grapefruit League schedule in Florida, breaking camp on Wednesday. We'll open the season Thursday at Target Field against the Cleveland Indians. Twins president Dave St. Peter on WCCO Sports Huddle says the weather looks okay for the opener.
Yeah, I think the average temp on March 28th is right around 50 degrees. And that, you know, that might be what it's at. So, yeah, by all means, we'll take it. Considering the last couple months and the winter that we had here, the ballpark looks like it's in fantastic shape.
As a run-up to opening day, the Twins today will unveil improvements made to Target Plaza and Gate 34. Tomorrow they're going to unveil their new food offerings for 2019. And we'll check that forecast here, let you know what Mike Lynch is saying about Thursday in just a couple of minutes. WCCO News Time is 5:08.